This is the Mahalach. This is the Yisod of the whole Pesach. Obviously. Right. What? Yeah. Maybe we could do random ruminations like Thursday, like in the Parsha slot or something. Or double Parsha slot. Okay. Okay, let's do a Mahalach. I think it's a significant meaning. I think this Mahalach is important because it's like shot the whole idea of the Pesach Seder. And I think it's a Din D'oraisa. It's a little philosophical, but I think it's really Din D'oraisa. Okay, let's start with the Din D'oraisa. We all know Sukkos Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah D'oraisa. Number one, the Pasuk says, we're going to go a little out of order of the Makor Rashi, if you don't mind. But, v'higat to levincha v'yomu le'imor, that's the Makor, right? That's the Makor. And this is the same, v'higat to levincha, right? That's where we get the word Haggadah. But more importantly, that's where we get the mitzvah say. That's why we have a Seder. V'yomu le'imor, and what is the mitzvah? It's very, very simple. It's summarized in seven words in the Chumash. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzrayim. What is interesting about this, of course, asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzrayim is not a chiddush to us. Obviously, you have to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Rambam said. Mitzvah say l'sapra b'nisim and niflos, etc. That Hashem did for us when we left Mitzrayim. The interesting chiddush is that two out of the seven words of the mitzvah say of Haggadah, meaning 28% of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Haggadah is ba'avur zeh. Now, what is ba'avur zeh? Everyone knows the very famous drush of Chazal, but what does ba'avur zeh refer to? Bizman, it's in the Haggadah. Mor, it seems to be referring to Matzah Mor. Obviously, we would say, in the Shanim Kitikuna, Pesach Matzah Mor, right? Ba'avur zeh. Now, what's the tricky part? The tricky part is that what is Pshat in the Pasuk? Because of the Pesach Matzah Mor, Hashem did miracles for me and took me out of Mitzrayim. What's the obvious problem? That which way does the causation go? Here is ba'avur zeh. Asa Hashem li. Right? So the problem is, obviously, that what do we say at the Pesach Seder every year? Matzah zushanu ochlin al shumma. Shum shalom. Maror zushanu ochlin al shumma. Pesach shahayah was saying ochlin is matzah besa mikdash shayikayim al shumma. Meaning, what do we say? The zeh is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's because of the Zeh. So it's a little difficult. So if you look at the Rashbam in number 3, I apologize for skipping. Ba'avur Zeh, what is he saying? Or let's, before we get to the let's start with number 4, the Ibn Ezra quoting Ibn Janach. Ba'avur Zeh Amar Rabbi Marinus. Perish Ba'avur Zeh, Hayaroi Liyoso Hafach, Zeh Ba'avur. So one shot is Rabbi Yonah Ibn Janach. Who's also named Rabbi Marinus, in the Ibn Ezra says, what does it really mean? It should be Zeh Ba'avur Sha'asa Hashem Li V'chuli, right? Meaning, the matzah, what we say in Haggadah, the matzah and the maror, right? The matzah V'chuli is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that is Hashem shot in the Seder, right? The Hevi Rabban Kamola Daitu, and he brought many examples where things Zeh Ba'avur Zeh means Zeh Ba'avur. Ulufi Daitu says the Ibn Ezra in Echayim Nachon ki Ech Napoch Divra Lokem Chayim, because how can you switch around the Pasuk? So the Ibn Ezra rejects Ibn Janach. Okay, according to this, though, according to Ibn Janach, what's the philosophy that's 28% of the 28.6% of the mitzvah? It is what we call experiential education. It's not enough to tell your kids, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. You have to say, we're doing this. And why are we doing this? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, right? You have to get the kids. It's not enough to just sit there and lecture in front of a class. You have to have hands-on experiences and then have them do like interesting things and tie that into the message. And it's teaching you educational methodology that we should all be experiential Jewish educators. Okay, that's our Roy lesson for 28.6% if you're willing to switch around the pasuk. says the Rashbam, and the Ramban takes essentially the same approach. Number three, Ba'avor Zeh, Sha'asa Hashem li nisim b'Mitzrayim ani ovid avodah zos. Because of this that Hashem did for me miracles in Mitzrayim, chen zeh yom sha'asa Hashem asher sa Hashem li she'yisro shminah nagila v'nismecha bo. Meaning, Zeh is referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to Zeh equals Yitzias Mitzrayim, not Matzah Omarar. Oh, this is not the drasha of Chazal. Okay, the drasha of Chazal is the drasha. But Imshab, what does it mean? Ba'avor Zeh She'asa Hashem Li V'chuli is the answer to the unstated question of basically Manashtana, right? Meaning you don't have a complete phrase here, you have a half sentence, right? Ba'avor Zeh, it's not saying because of X, Y. It's just saying because of X. Just saying because of X. Let me make very clear. Apologize for teaching Ol Chumash. Hope we won't take that yeshiva for this. Here it's saying, Matzah Umorah is because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. For the Rishvam, it's just saying because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't have the beginning clause. Ba'avor Zeh She'asa Hashem Li. Because of this that Hashem did for me. Oh, what's because of this? Oh, it's unstated. The Pesach Seder is because of this. So it's saying the same thing. Assumed Matzah Umar, Avodah Hazos. Right? It's saying the same things as Rabbi Ibn Janach in philosophy, just a different parshan in the Pasuk. The Ramban takes a similar approach. Number five, Ba'avor Zeh She'asa Hashem Li. Ba'avor Zeh She'asa Hashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim. It should say Hader She Yel Chuba. That proves it can mean Zesha Sashem Li Rabim came Yomer Ki Ba'avor Zeh She'asa Hashem Li B'tzeis Mitzrayim and he obeyed up Zavoda Zos Ki Nishnem Lamata Al Kena Nizoveach Hashem Kol Petarechem. Okay, very clear. So there's the Ramban and the Rashbam, as opposed to Ibn Janach, are different parshanot, but the philosophy parshanot. The philosophy is the same. You teach via experiential education, right? And arousing curiosity. Okay. However, what's Pashup Shot in the Pasuk? Pashup Shot in the Pasuk is Ba'avor Zeh, because of this, because I'm doing a Pesach Seder, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The only problem is it doesn't work, right? Meaning, normally, it's because of something I did first, happened second. Because of what happened 3,000 years ago, I'm doing a Pesach Seder. Doesn't necessarily make sense to say, because I'm doing a Pesach Seder, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. But of course, that depends if we're talking about causation or teleology. What do I mean by that? Okay. Teleology?
No, I'm saying, what
you want. Okay, well, let's take Pashup Shat. What would Pashup Shat mean? Ba'avor Zeh. Sorry. Ba'avor Zeh. Asa Hashem Li Vichuli. Because of Matzah Umaror Vichuli. Right? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Now here it's a little tricky. Because I'm having a Pesach Seder today, Hashem, that happened much later. So, but what's Pshat? Maybe it's not telling us the order in which things happened. It's telling us teleology. What does teleology mean? The purpose for which things happened. Meaning when I say because, I can mean two things. If you ask me, you know, why was I, you know, why was I in law school? I could say, because I got in. Because my parents wanted me to go. But you could also say, why are you in law school? Because you want to make money. Right? Because you want to be a lawyer someday. There's because of like, what caused what to happen? And then it's because of what's the purpose of doing something. So maybe what's the point? Not because of, in terms of, because I ate a piece of Seder today, then Iguang Mils Lafrey and Hashem took on my ancestors out of Mitzrayim. No. For the purpose of, right? For the purpose of my Seder, Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. Who says that? That is Rashi and the Ibn Ezra. Pashem Shat says Rashi too, Ba'avur Zeh, Ba'avur She'ekayim Mitzvosav Gom Pesach Matzah Mar Halalu. Why does Hashem take me out of Mitzrayim? So that I could do mitzvos. It's not so in Parsha Not, what's he saying? He's saying that Yitzias Mitzrayim is because of Matzah Omorah equals mitzvos. But what's the philosophical point? The philosophical point, it's not that we're using the mitzvos to teach Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's that the whole point of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to do mitzvos. And the philosophical point is what we have to teach is that we have to teach not only story, but the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And what's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, now here's, it gets very tricky, right? Go to the AJWS nowadays, right? Or any secular Jewish, whatever, say, ask any Ruth Messenger, whatever, you know, a secular, semi-secular, whatever, Jew. What's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why did God take us out of Egypt? So what will they say? For freedom, because people shouldn't be oppressed, people should have rights, right? Meaning it was like Abraham Lincoln, it was, you know, it's like gay marriage. You know, it's so that people can have the freedom to do whatever they want to do, and other people shouldn't make them do things against their will. What they call nowadays social justice. Right? And therefore, that's the mucker of all social justice, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, are they wrong? Avada, they're not wrong. Meaning, I'm not talking about gay marriage. But the Rav talks about this all the time. For sure, Jews have a sense of social justice inspired by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? For sure, social justice, just like freedom, is an element of the story of Pesach. But the question is whether it's an element or whether it's the main element. Whether it's one element or whether it's the point of the story. I think what Pashup Shot of the Pasuk is saying, Rashi and Ibn Ezra, are saying no. That it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, 28.6%, 2 out of 7 words. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa that it's not enough to teach your kids the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you teach them the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim without the point of Yitzias Mitzrayim, then what good does that do? You have to teach them the point of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the point of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The point of Yitzias Mitzrayim is not so that we can be free and not oppressed in social justice and we can have more money and we can relax more and not have to work hard. The point you see of the triumph is that we should be free to accomplish something. It's so that we can keep the mitzvah, so that we're free to do avodas Hashem. So the purpose of the triumph is, and the purpose of freedom, avodas Hashem. And that's what you're supposed to tell your kids. Bob, where's that? Look, I'm doing mitzvahs. That's why Hashem took me out of the triumph, to do mitzvahs, not just to be free. And that, according to Rashi and Ibn Ezra, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ibn Ezra says it very beautifully at number 4. Picking up at the end of the second line, the Tampazit Hefet Machshavos, it means the opposite of what Ibn Janach and the Ramban and the Rashbam thought. Ki eino, not that their idea isn't also right, but that's not the Pashup Shot in the Pasuk. Ki eino ochle matzos, in this Pasuk at least, Babur Zeh. It's not that we eat matzos because it's Yitzrayim. Rak Pirish Babur Zeh, Babur Zos Havoda, because Avodas Hashem, Sheachilas HaMatzah, Lo Yochel Chametz, which is eating matzah, not chametz. And why is that the paradigmatic Avodas Hashem, Shechilas HaMitzvah, Shiva Lono Hashem, which is the first mitzvah we got from Hashem, us Lono Hashem, also such Hotsiyon in Yitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Yitzrayim. Vatam Lo Hotsiyon in Yitzrayim, Rak L'Avdo. That the purpose of Yitzrayim was for Avodas Hashem, not stam for freedom. Kakosov, and he quotes Pesachim, everyone knows. Why does Hashem tell Moshe to snap? Meaning all over the Chumash, right? Everyone knows famous. Everyone remember Soviet Jewry? What was the motto there? The rally cry? What? Let my people go, Shalach Zami. But what did it say in the Chumash? Right? Oh, it's number 6. Look at this. Made it here. Paul, right? He says, Komar Shem Shalach Zami V'yabduni. Meaning there is no Shalach. Not there is no Shalach Zami. Shalach Zami is a partial perspective on one aspect of Yisias Mitzrayim. But that's not the point of Yisias Mitzrayim. That's not the mitzvah say. If you teach your kid Shalach Zami, even with the Osos and Mofsim and the Eser Makos, you haven't been Yotzi in the mitzvah say. According to Pshat and the Chumash, according to Rashi. Shalach Zami V'yabduni is the mitzvah say. Now, if this is true, that it's crucial. Now, what's the point? Of course, the point is that Cheirus could be so easily made into the opposite of what it's supposed to be, right? Meaning a person's first understanding of Cheirus, of being free, is free to do whatever you want, right? Is free to have no responsibilities. And that's the opposite of Yisrael. The point of Yisrael is to be free to accomplish something, to be free to make something of yourself. Therefore, we see in Parshas Bahar, why can't a Jew be a slave? What does it say? Ki avodah yem asher otzeisis chamim yeretz Yisrael, right? Meaning, the reason we're not slaves is not because it's nice. It is nice to be free. But that doesn't justify Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like, you know, was Hashem happy that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves in the 1860s? Yes! But he didn't do Ezra Makos Ukriyas Yamsuf for them. Why? He did Ezra Makos Ukriyas Yamsuf not to stand have freedom and justice, but to have ki avodah yem. To have a Avodas Hashem, so that we could realize a purpose, so that we could have a role in the world. And Niralim Yazdaiti L'Chadish, that if this is true, it explains one of the most famous questions in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm not going to read them all inside, because I want to have some time. What's the most famous question on Moshe's tactics in Yitzias Mitzrayim? What did he say to Paro that didn't really make sense? 3 days. Yeah, let's go worship God in the desert for 3 days. Or let's go for 3 days to serve Hashem in the desert. Why didn't he just say, let us go? Now, obviously, if it was me and my human, you know, band of leaders who were trying to free someone, it would be a good trick. Let's trick them to letting us go for 3 days, and then, like, we'll escape and they're not looking. But, I mean, that doesn't apply to Hashem. Meaning, Hashem killed Paro and all his soldiers anyway. Hashem doesn't have to trick people. Hashem just overpowers them. He gave him Eser Makos. Paro agreed to let them go. Why did he have to cheat and lie and say, let him go for just 3 days? Why was it necessary to lie to Paro? And there are many answers in the Mefarshim. Two answers. He overpowered Paro anyway. Paro agreed to let them go in the end. So why did he have to lie to him? So the Ibn Ezra gives two answers. He says it was a tactic. Not to free the Jews, but for something else. He says, maybe it's a tactic to get all their money, because if they knew the Jews were leaving permanently, they wouldn't have given them gold and silver. But since they thought in the back of the, even though they knew they were leaving, but they could still think, maybe they'll come back in 3 days. Therefore, they gave them the gold and silver. So it was a tactic to get the Mitzvah's money. Or a second answer, it was a tactic to kill the Mitzvah. Because if they just said we're leaving permanently, once they would have left, the Mitzvah would have said, okay, that's all. You know, we lost. But since they said 3 days, the Mitzvah waited 3 days, then said, hey, they didn't come back, let's chase after them, and they drowned in the Yam Suf. So maybe it was a tactic, not to free the Jews. The Jews were freed in Makas Bechoros. No one could withstand Makas Bechoros. But it was a tactic either to get their money, because then they said, we'll give it to them, we'll get it back in 3 days, or it was a tactic to drown them in the Yam Suf, because it gave them an incentive to chase after them, and like after 3 days, like they have an excuse to go chase after them, they drown in the Yam Suf. Okay, Yitachin. The Akedah, that's number 7. The Akedah in number 8 says a famous vart. He says, no, it was to make Paro's Nisayon lighter. He says, Hashem could have said to Paro, let them go forever. But instead, he said to Paro, let them go for 3 days to worship Hashem in the desert. And Paro said no. Why? Because Hashem didn't want to give Paro a hard Nisayon. He wanted to give him an easy Nisayon. And then if he even failed the easy Nisayon, then he really deserves whatever onus he gets. So maybe Hashem just gave Paro an easier Nisayon. Easy Nisayon for Paro. You know, let's see if you'll at least admit to 3 days. You know what? I'm not even asking you to give in and let them free forever. Let's see if you'll free them for 3 days. And you still say no? Now, you really failed an easy nisayon, right? It's more chavar to fail an easy nisayon than a hard one. Okay, number 9, Rabbi Bachya says a different vart. He says it was not to make power an easier nisayon, but to make an easier nisayon for the Jews. After all, was it hard or easy for the Jews to be permanently free from Mitzrayim? To us it sounds easy, but what have we forgotten? Right? Beginning the second paragraph of Yirmiyah? No, okay, but for the fifth. To us, like, it's a no-brainer. Of course you leave Mitzrayim, being freed from slavery, right? Was it such a no-brainer? Where did they go? Into a desert. Without food, without water. What happens if you go to a desert without food and water? So we know, you get a bear, and you get man, and, you know, 20/20 hindsight. But, like, if I were to tell you, let's go in the desert without any food and water or anything, and don't worry, like, there'll be man and a bear. Like, no one would follow me. So he says they made it easier for the Jews. Instead of telling the Jews, go into the desert and leave Mitzrayim, and they'll all be afraid to die in the desert, right? That's why the big Shevach in Yirmiyah, Lech Lechach Reiv Midbar Eretz Lo Zeruah. It was a tremendous Shevach the Jews followed him. So how does Hashem get the Jews to follow him? He made it easier. First, I'd go 3 days in the desert. Oh, 3 days in the desert will just bring provisions. And then he told them, let's go through the desert to Israel. And then little by little, they were able to have faith in Hashem. First, they had faith in Hashem to go for 3 days. And then they could have faith in Hashem to go for more than 3 days. And he says, like Avram by the Akedah, he didn't say, Shefti Yitzchak right away. He says, Kachna, and go to Echad HaHarim. He says, first take him. Okay, first go to a mountain. Okay. And then you have to make him an Ola. Right? But he did it in steps. Okay, these are all the classic answers of the Mefarshim. Classic answers of the Mefarshim, either to trick Paro into giving up his money, to trick Mitzrayim into giving up money, trick the Mitzrayim into chasing into the Yamsa, to make Paro's Nisayon easier, so that if he still fails, he's a really bad guy, to make the Jews' Nisayon easier, so right away they wouldn't have to agree to go into a desert forever. But, Nirla Niyazdai, you could say a new answer, it's not in the Mefarshim. Why did Moshe lie, give a practical lie to Paro? Not he practically lied to him for practical reasons, but maybe he told him the philosophical truth. What's the philosophical truth? The philosophical truth is, why did Hashem take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Stam, to be free and have a nice land and to be rich and to have a good economy? Or to mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai? Like, what's the ikkar, what's the tuffel? Is the ikkar to be free? And then, you know, a free country should have a nice religion. Or is the ikkar to be Ovdei Hashem and accept the Torah, and then Mela, Ovdei Hashem, can't be Avdei Paro? So maybe Moshe was telling Paro the philosophical truth. Let them go for 3 days in the Midbar to worship Hashem, because that's the point. 3 days in the Midbar to worship Hashem means to go to Har Sinai and receive the Torah. The point is to receive the Torah. The side effect of receiving the Torah is that they can't build your pyramids anymore because they have the Torah to keep. They're going to waste their time building pyramids when they're supposed to be keeping the Torah. They have Torah and mitzvos, more important than pyramids. But maybe Moshe was just telling Paro the philosophical truth. Why? Because Paro needed to know philosophy. Maybe, or maybe because the Doros needed to know philosophy. Maybe because the world needed to know philosophy. So Lanias Daiti, Ishmakam Lachadish, that Moshe didn't trick Paro. Moshe told Paro the truth. The truth is, we're going Elul Avdo. The side effect of receiving the Torah is that Avadai Heim V'lo Avadim La'Avadim. But that's the Tofel. The Iker is Avodas Hashem. Okay, now, what? Oh, 3 days is how far it was in Har Sinai. It ended up taking 49 because different things happened, etc. But 3 days is how far it was in Har Sinai. If this Yesod is true, I just have a simple question. Meaning, what I just claimed is, now I've made a small, tiny chiddush and a bolder chiddush. The tiny chiddush is that the point in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the point of freedom, is not freedom from hard work, but freedom to worship Hashem, is freedom to be something, to be spiritual, to be Avdei Hashem, to be the Torah nation. That's not such a chiddush. I think every Baal Musar would tell you that. The slightly bolder chiddush is that this is not just a Musar idea, but this is part of the mitzvah Taseh V'Higata L'Bincha. Right? I'll leave it to Rashi. This is part of the mitzvah Taseh V'Higata. If it's part of the mitzvah Taseh V'Higata, we should expect it to be in the Haggadah. Right? Pashup Shat. We should expect it to be in the Haggadah. Otherwise, how are we making this mitzvah say? So my question is this in the Haggadah? If here we have the Yisod, philosophically, we have many rites. Right? Besides the Pasuk of Bav or Zeh, we have all the Psukim of that the Ibn Ezra quotes, right? Shalach es ami, v'yavduni, right? V'hotziyacha, v'chuli, etc., etc. Right? Asher tzeisi eschem, all the, why do I take you out, Hashem says? Ligos v'chem lelukim. And we have maybe the answer to why Moshe maybe didn't lie to Paro. But how about in terms of in the Haggadah? Do we have this Yisod in the Haggadah? That in the Haggadah we have to say that the point of Yisod Mitzrayim is to be Avdei Hashem and not just to be quote unquote free, not liberalism. So number one, number 10, everyone knows this Gemara. Maskel b'gnosim m'sayim b'shvach. What's maskel b'gnosim m'sayim b'shvach? So everyone knows machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav says mitchila over there avodazara hayovasein. We start with, we used to be over there avodazara, and now we got the Torah. Shmuel omar avodim ayinu. We start with avodim, and now we're free. Meaning Shmuel says you tell the pashup shot story. Rav says no, you don't tell about how we're slaves and we're free. You talk about it. We used to be over there avodazara, and now we have the Torah. Who do we pass like, Rav or Shmuel? What? Moshe? Louder? Both. Theoretically, who should we paskin like? I'll be Klali Psak. Rav, because it's Yisur, it's not the new Mamanos, right? We ended up doing both. But me Ikra doing all like Rav, and that's what we say in number 11. Avada yinu lefar b'mitzrayim, v'yitzayinu Hashem alakim yisham v'yod chazekar v'zroa netuya, etc. That's Shmuel. At the end of 12, second paragraph of 12, b'tchila obdei v'rezar hayoseinu, v'ashav kivrona makam la'vadaso, right? So what's mitzchila of the reserve action kavod and makom lavadasa? What that's saying is that what's the point of Yitzias Mitzrayim? The point of vayotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu misham b'yad chazaka v'zroa netuya is that kervano amakom lavadasa. So we have Rav maskel b'gnos u'mesayim b'shvach, meaning right. It's about Hashem taking us from avodah zara to avodah Hashem. But I think there's a greater raya. What's the greater raya? I think if you actually read the Haggadah, probably no one here ever actually read the Haggadah and thought about whether it made sense or not. Right? Because, like, you know, it's there. Like, it's always been there. Like, we never think about whether things make sense. Then we might understand them deeper. But let's read the Haggadah, at least some of it, and think about whether it makes sense. What would, if I stopped someone who knew very little about Judaism and asked them, what should the text of the Haggadah talk about? What would they say? It should talk about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some of it does, right? Arabi Oved Avi is a drush about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? The Dayenu is about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Eser Mako is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But let's go to the near the beginning, 11. Right? Avadim Ayinu Lefar Mitzrayim Yitzayinu Yitzayinu Hashem Lekinim Yisham B'yad Chazak Avzorana Tuya V'ilu Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'asein Mitzrayim V'yana V'nein 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 V'shabadim Ayinu Lefar Mitzrayim. Okay, that is in the abstract about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? It's not about the story, but it's about, like, what would have happened if the story didn't happen. Okay, now, Vafil kolonu chacham, kolonu nevonim, kolonu zekenim, kolonu yodim, satorim, mitzvah, lingam, sapi, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is that about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? That even smart people have to say the Haggadah? What's that about? It's about the halachos of the Haggadah, right? It's a halacha. Halacha 1. 2. V'chol marvel, sapi, Yitzias Mitzrayim, reizim, mishuvach. Halacha 2. Right, it's like Sefer Chinuch. Who has to do the mitzvah, and how much do you have to do the mitzvah? 3. Ma'aser Lezer Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lozman, Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayim, Subin, Bnei Rak, Vayim, Sapin, Zizai, Koloso, Alayla, etc. Okay, what's the point of that story? If we just had two halachas, what did that story do? It proved the two halachas, because they were Chacham and the Vodim, Yodin, Satorah, and they were marvelous Sapir. Okay, 4. Amr, Rabbi Lozman, Azariah, Reik, Ani, or that was proof of 1 and 2. Kavit, Shib, Shambul, Zachis, Shadami, Sizai, Balelos, etc. Is this have anything to do with the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim or about the halachas of Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's a halacha. What's the halacha? The halacha is not only do we have to say it on Pesach, we have to say it every day, and not only every day, but it's machlok stanaim, and we paskin every night. Let's skip a little to 12. Yachol meirosh chodesh. Tam alomer bayom hahu. You might think you yotzi sees right rosh, sibri sees right rosh chodesh. No, it has to be yom yach, even yom yachol yom. You might think in the afternoon. Tam alomer ba'avur zeh. Hold on, this is about what time you have to say the Haggadah. Basically, this is like the art scroll laws of Haggadah, right? Who has to say the Haggadah, and how much do you have to say the Haggadah, and what time should you start saying the Haggadah, and what parts of the Haggadah should you say on different days and on different nights, and we have stories to prove these halachos. Basically, this isn't the story of Caesar's Rayim. This is the instruction book for the Haggadah. Right? It's almost as if, like, some scribe 800 years ago had, like, a little Haggadah with instructions and accidentally copied the instructions into the middle of the Haggadah that became part of the Haggadah. Okay, it's not. That was just a joke. But why are the instructions part of the text of the Haggadah? Why are Hilchos Haggadah part of the text of the Haggadah? So Lanias Daiti, the answer is Pasha. Why are Hilchos Haggadah part of the text of the Haggadah? Because that's the point. That's what we're teaching our kids. Bav Orzeh. We are not freed from Mitzrayim to party, to be free to do whatever we want. We're freed from Mitzrayim to do mitzvos. What do mitzvos mean? Mitzvos means, and not reform, Christian, whatever mitzvos, oh, let's be nice people and just be nice in our hearts, etc. No, mitzvos means that Hashem gives us mitzvos, and you have to do them at a certain time, and a certain amount, and with certain people, and you have to prove the halachos, and you have to do them in certain regularity. It's the whole Ma'arech, what are we telling our kids? I'm telling you the story of Mitzrayim. But before I tell you the story of Mitzrayim, you should know it's a mitzvah, and there are halachas of telling the story of Mitzrayim. What are we teaching our kids? Much better, you know, if you sat your kid down and gave him a Musar Shmuz, I don't know if anyone ever here worked in Chinuch. You sit people down and you tell them a Musar Shmuz, you should know what's important is to keep mitzvos, and you know, it goes in one ear out the other. Right? If you want to teach them something, you have to make them live it. Not just lecture them. So what do? We don't lecture our kids. We do also. Ashen Kermon and Makalam Badaso. We don't lecture our kids. You should know it's very important to be firm when you grow up. No, we say, oh, amazing. We used to be over there, Zara, and Hashem brought us close to His, to give us the Torah. And then we say, let's have a Pesach Seder. You know how we do a Pesach Seder? Well, Hashem commanded us. We have to do it in the right way, and we have to follow the halachos. The kid says, yes, so what's this halacha? What's that halacha? And how does the story work? And then he gets the idea that it's not about, freedom is not about of kairos. Freedom is about the structure of the halacha. And I think this is what we have. I don't even know how many counted we have. 2, 3, 4 halachos. I mean, with details and proofs, the two of them. Right? All the halachos plus arayos, right, that are halachos, hilchos haggadah, are in the text. They're not in the instructions of the Derech HaChaim or the art scroll. They're in the text. Why are they in the text? Because part of what we have to teach our kids is halacha. And what do we find there? Everyone knows the famous two Toseftas that we're used to. One story, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, we're talking about Sismas Shrine. But if you look in Toseftan 13, it says, Chayiv Adam Lasset Behelchus Pesach Kol Alayla Filbino Levein Atzmo, Filbino Levein Talmido. What does it say? Don't learn this, just the story. You have to learn Helchus Pesach all night. And in 14, we see Rabbi Yisroel Galil Zakenim, different set of Zakenim, Shayim Sukim, base Bices, Benzona Bulud, Vayosukim, Hilchos Pesach, Kalalayla, Krosa Geber, etc. I mean, a parallel story, all night long, but they weren't learning Agadta. They were learning Hilchos Pesach. They were learning Haggadah Siach HaGrid. They were doing Lumdus and Maseches Pesachim. What do we see here? The Mitzvah say is not just about stories, it's about Hilchos Pesach. And, right, what do we see? We see the Tosefta. That the mitzvah is lilmod hilchos pesach. I assume they don't mean and skip the story legamri. They mean not just the story, but the halacha. I have a simple question: how is it a mitzvah to learn hilchos pesach all night? Bigat to levincha, asa shemli. Where's the mitzvah to learn hilchos pesach? The answer is in Ba'av Orzeh. If the whole mitzvah is to learn the purpose of Seis Mitzrayim, then how do you do that? By learning hilchos pesach, by learning the halachas that we're doing. And what's better, to learn Hilchos Pesach or learn the story? Someone bring me a proof from the Arba Banim. What do you teach the Chacham? Do you tell him the story? Obviously you tell him the story a little. No one's saying you should skip the story of the Gamri. What do you teach him? Before that, Afatai Amarlo? Exactly. Afatai Amarlo. Hilchos Pesach. What do you teach the Ben Chacham? You don't teach him the story, mostly. You teach him Hilchos Pesach. How is Hilchos Pesach a Kiyum? According to what we just suggested, it's Pasha by Hilchos Pesach as a Kiyum. Because the whole point is learning that we're over the Hashem and that we have mitzvahs, and the point of coming out of Yisrael is to get the Torah. What better ways is there to learn the point of Yisrael is to get the Torah other than learning Hilchos Pesach? What does Pesach mean? Pesach means so we can keep halachos, so we can keep halachos Pesach. The point is Yitzchak Mitzrayim, so we can do it, learn Masechet Pesachim and do the mitzvah that says Masechet Pesachim, obviously in the rest of the year, the other mitzvahs. Now, here is Lani Yitzchak, the kicker. What's the basic hashkafa we're teaching? The basic hashkafa we're teaching is that, unlike what people out there think in the world, and even in the old days some people thought, freedom was about hefkeiros. What most people think freedom? Anyone knows, know any old Israelis? What do they call chilonim? Before they invented the word chilonim, what did they used to call them? Anyone know old people?
Friar.
Not friar. Friar is a sucker. Fry. Chofshiyim. If you look in Chazanish and other old Svarim, Chofshiyim. Fry. Meaning, what do the chilonim think incorrectly? Free. Fry is free in Yiddish. Chofshiyim. Free means not to have to do the mitzvahs. Free means have keiros to party, to do whatever we want. Free means I can make as much money as I want. If I don't want to make money, I can relax. And if I don't want to make money or relax, I can do whatever I want. Right? Free means that's the mistaken notion of freedom, which is the danger of the Pesach Seder. So the Torah added in two words, Ba'avur Zeh. No, freedom is not about Hefkeiros. What's the opposite of Hefkeiros, Rabosai? What word is the opposite of Hefkeiros? The opposite of Hefkervelt is? Seder. What do we find by Pesach? One year Seder shall Pesach. Why isn't it a Laila Pesach, a Haggadah Pesach? Who said, what's the mucker that it's a Seder of Pesach? So someone will say, oh, there's no good reason. It's just because you do things in order. I mean, you do things in order every day, right? So, it's all a Seder. We just happen to pick the word Seder for Pesach. Okay, I can't prove anything. But it's remarkable that we don't talk about a Seder in many things nowadays. But it's a Seder of Pesach. And not only is it called the Seder of Pesach, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Everyone knows sometimes it's hard to tell what's a minig of Gananot and what's a din in Shulchan Aruch. The only way to tell is to open a Shulchan Aruch. Kadei Shurchatz Karpas Yachatz. Right? Before we start, the tune is from the Gananot. Is that just a minig of Gananot or is that a din in Shulchan Aruch? So the answer is open it up. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch before you start, yet you don't have to sing that tune. You have to say Kaddish Orchatz Karpatz Yachatz Magid Rachatz Motzi Matzah Morah Korach Shulchan Aruch B'tzofen Baruch Halol Nirtza. It's a din. Why is there a din? You have to say that what they call the Simane Haseder before you start. Why is it a din? The answer is Pashut. Din Amiras Simane Haseder. It's a din in the Poskim. You have to say Kaddish Orchatz. Why? Because what are we emphasizing? We're not hefker, we're mesuder. The point of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the point of freedom is not to do whatever you want, not to be hefker. Point of Yitzchak Mitzrayim is so that you can accomplish something. Something spiritual, not something gashmi. And to accomplish something is seder. The point of Yitzchak Mitzrayim is not to have hefkeres in our lives, but to have seder in our lives. And the Torah is the seder that lets us accomplish something with our freedom and makes our freedom worth something. So what do? Before we even start Kiddush? Hey, Kaddish Orchatz Karpas Yachatz. Kids, we're having a Seder. What does that mean? You know what freedom means? Freedom doesn't mean it's a vacation day and do whatever you want. Freedom means you have a Seder. Freedom means freedom. Again, secular people out there think that's the opposite of freedom. How can a Seder be freedom? Freedom has to be a Balagan, has to be a Kairos. No, Davka freedom is the Seder. Freedom is to have a Seder of what you do, so that I do things in the right order, in the right way, and that I accomplish what I need to accomplish. And I think that's the amkus of the Simanei Seder, of the whole word Seder, is that it's teaching us the nature of freedom, and la'afuke from the Havamina, that a lot of people mistakenly understand freedom. And that's, of course, what we have in the famous Mishnah Avos, which you all know by heart, right? Al tikra charis elo charis, that true freedom is not balagan, is not hefkeiros, and is not epicureanism. True freedom is on the luchos. Freedom is freedom to be the greatest we can be, and to accomplish the most we can accomplish, and to reach our goals of ruchnius, and not to just sit around and waste our time. And latinius daiti, I think that not only is this a philosophical yisod in general, it's the yisod of Yisrael, and it's many times included in the Haggadah, because that's part of the mitzvah seimi d'oraisa to teach not just the story of freedom, but the purpose and telos and the reason behind our freedom in the first place. I think that's the yisod of Pesach. What I didn't get to is just a very okay. I'll There's more to say. I have 1 minute. I want to add one fascinating diuk, a hosafa, which is roy to think about, which is against all the mafarshim I found in the Mishnah and Avos, but is pashup shat. Don't read 16. I'm against them. Read 15. What does number 15 say besides chiras comes from keeping the Torah? Does it say chiras comes from keeping the Torah, from being from being Oved Hashem? It says chiras comes from Talmud Torah, fascinatingly enough. Why does chiras come davka from Talmud Torah? And is it mistaber than the sixth parak of Avos, or should you be talking davka about Talmud Torah? Tovia? In the sixth paragraph of Avos, should it be talking about being from in general or about specifically the mitzvah of learning Torah? The whole sixth paragraph of Avos, Berakinian Torah, right, is about learning Torah. So obviously the whole sixth paragraph of Avos is about learning Torah. Whether or not the sixth paragraph of Avos is not relevant for now. By now it is. It's not really Mishnayos, it's Bryce that we're appended, but it doesn't matter. It's a paragraph about learning Torah, Kenyan Torah. Why Dafka learning Torah chiras more than anything else? Nirlani Staiti, there's a Hosafa here which would explain why there's so much learning halacha during the Seder. Which is, how do you really have freedom in Torah? One of the problems is, you ever try to educate, like, high school kids in, we like to say, you ever try to educate modern Orthodox high school kids? Because we don't realize that. Non-modern Orthodox high school kids have the same questions. But you ever try to educate high school kids? What's their problem always? Where's the freedom in the Torah? Torah is, I can't do anything, I'm not allowed to do this, I'm not allowed, everyone always tells me what to do. Like, where's the chiras there? And there are many answers to that. But just one interesting ha'ara is maybe, actually you could say, the chiras of Torah is fully realized, elam yishol sim Talmud Torah, if you're learning the Torah. Why? Because if you're just being from, without learning the Torah, without understanding what you're doing, without an intellectual identification of what you're doing, if in your mind you don't have an understanding of what you're doing, I don't mean by understanding a philosophical Tamei Mitzvahs necessarily understanding. I just mean halachos and makoros and sugyas, and to have some idea in your mind of what you're doing. If your mind is not with your body, with your meisim, then maybe you don't have that full theme of chiras, because you're doing something that, not that you don't believe in, but that you don't identify with, you don't understand, that you don't care about. How do you get the Seder? How do you get the advantages of Seder and Avodas Hashem, Kirvan Malkam Avodoso? How can you be Oved Hashem and still feel the Chiras in the Avodas Hashem? Maybe that's the Hosafa, the Mishnah and Avos. How do you feel the Chiras? I know Avodas Hashem is Chiras. How do you feel the Chiras if Power used to tell us what to do and Hashem tells us what to do? How do you feel the Chiras? The answer is the Talmud Torah. Maybe that's the point of Talmud Torah. That Talmud Torah says, I'm doing what Hashem says. But I'm doing what Hashem says with an appreciation and understanding and with a connection to it because I learned about it. When you have an appreciation, understanding, a connection to what you do, then it's not drudgery and it's not involuntary anymore and you're not being forced to do it anymore. Everyone has to do things. But you hate doing things if you don't identify with and understand them. And you enjoy doing things if you identify with them. I don't mean Tommy Amitz's philosophy necessarily. It's just mean you understand what's going on. Everyone knows they'd rather do something that uses their brain, and then they feel like more like it's themselves and they're doing something interesting than do something that's brainless and that they don't understand what the point of it at all. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Avos, and that's why we have so much learning halacha during the Seder, not only to teach the lesson that true Chiddush is Avodas Hashem, but to teach how to taste the Chiddush in Avodas Hashem. If you're an Am Haaretz, you could be an Oved Hashem, but maybe you can't be a full Ben Chorin in Avodas Hashem. Because you're doing what God says instead of what Paro says, which is the right thing to do, but you don't feel it inside. You don't identify with it, you don't understand it in your mind. In Talmud Torah, when you feel it inside as well as just doing it because you have to, then you can have the Avodas Hashem and the Seder, and at the same time have the Chayrus and really identify with it and feel Sameach in what you're doing. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Talmud Torah is so important, particularly in the modern world, where the false Chayrus of Evkirus is a dangerous siren, because with Talmud Torah, people can feel free in what they do, while without Talmud Torah, it's going to be hard to keep people on the proper derech of Avodas Hashem if they don't feel the Chayrus within it.